Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Nothing to Fear: Demystifying Death to Live More Fully by Julie McFadden is a compelling exploration of death, a topic often avoided in modern conversations. Julie McFadden, a distinguished hospice nurse with profound practical experience, compassionately guides readers through facing the end of life with courage, understanding, and peace. Through a series of heartfelt stories, professional insights, and genuine wisdom, McFadden demystifies death, transforming it from a topic of avoidance into a meaningful and empowering aspect of the human journey. She sensitively illustrates how confronting our own mortality, rather than retreating from it, can dramatically enhance our lives, introducing heightened clarity, purpose, and appreciation. McFadden addresses many common fears and myths surrounding death and dying, providing reassurances and gentle encouragement that can profoundly shift perspectives from fear to acceptance. Her holistic and compassionate approach to exploring a subject that affects everyone's lives removes the veil of dread, illuminating death as a natural part of human existence. Ultimately, Nothing to Fear serves as both guide and companion, an enriching exploration of mortality, aiming to inspire readers to embrace life more fully, fostering deeper emotional connectivity and spiritual wholeness throughout all stages of life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding and facing the fear of death. One of the major themes in Nothing to Fear is addressing the unease and fear surrounding death. Julie McFadden unpacks these universal emotions, exploring their origins, and highlighting how deeply embedded societal taboos and avoidance contribute to this anxiety. Fear, she explains, can derive from uncertainty, loss of control, or the thought of eternal separation from loved ones. Building on professional encounters and personal experiences, McFadden emphasizes that confronting death openly reduces these anxieties. Through compassionate counsel and practical strategies, the author guides readers to peacefully confront their own mortality. By facing our fears, we discover a more authentic existence, appreciating the significance of living fully each day. McFadden details how embracing death as an inevitable natural process can unlock emotional freedom, openness, and a positive attitude toward life and its transient nature. Secondly, lessons from hospice care. Finding comfort and meaning, Julie McFadden draws substantially from her experiences as a hospice nurse to deliver profound lessons in dying with dignity, comfort, and peace. In Nothing to Fear, McFadden shares poignant true-life narratives from her career, illustrating the profound grace, acceptance, and fulfillment individuals can discover despite their limited time remaining. She explains the hospice philosophy and clarifies common misconceptions, emphasizing the holistic, person-centered care that hospice services prioritize. McFadden's engaging stories humanize the dying process, highlighting how end-of-life care fosters dignity, minimizes physical pain, and addresses the emotional and spiritual needs of patients and families. Moreover, these stories illuminate the wisdom dying patients share, invaluable lessons in gratitude, forgiveness, and cherishing life's simplest moments. This section deeply reconciles our natural inclination to fear death with insights into the peaceful transition possible through professional and compassionate end-of-life care. Thirdly, discussing death openly with loved ones. One pivotal area McFadden extensively discussed is the importance of transparent conversation about death with those closest to us. Addressing concerns openly with family and friends is both challenging and necessary, dispelling misconceptions and alleviating anxieties. McFadden provides practical suggestions on initiating these sensitive discussions and emphasizes why it matters profoundly to express final wishes clearly, make practical preparations, and create mutual peace of mind. She outlines the benefits of planning and addressing shared fears and hopes together, encouraging families to strengthen bonds by acknowledgement, empathy, and open-heartedness. By illustrating narratives from her professional journey, McFadden convincingly argues that openness positively shapes end-of-life experiences, ensuring that patients retain voice and agency at life's conclusion. Ultimately, transparent dialogues about death introduce deeper intimacy into relationships while removing burdens and uncertainty, fostering active, meaningful life celebrations instead of isolation or regret. Fourthly, myths and realities. Separating fact from fiction about dying, addressing prevalent myths about death is a central component in McFadden's message. Throughout Nothing to Fear, she clearly distinguishes myth from reality, providing readers assurance by clarifying frequent misunderstandings regarding dying. Common misconceptions, including expectations of extreme pain, isolation, suffering, or undignified final moments, are thoughtfully debunked. McFadden utilizes her considerable experience to reassure readers that modern medical practices and hospice care prioritize comfort, dignity, and emotional support in their treatments emphatically and compassionately. Furthermore, the author identifies how cultural taboos and misconceptions perpetuate unnecessary anxiety, avoidance, and misinformation. By distinguishing truths from myths, the book demystifies dying, presenting the realities which afford readers relief, reassurance, and motivation to shape personal attitudes towards their eventual descent with dignity, preparation, and, ultimately, peace. Lastly, living more fully. By accepting mortality, the central thesis of Nothing to Fear comes full circle with the potent message advocating that accepting one's mortality enlarges one's life's fullness. McFadden articulates clearly how recognizing that existence is finite enhances perceptions of everyday life, leading individuals to cherish relationships, appreciate mundane experiences, and cultivate gratitude. The text demonstrates that accepting our mortality enriches and expands personal existence, empowering readers emotionally and cognitively. Through potent examples and countless personal anecdotes, McFadden underlines the invaluable richness death awareness adds to life's journey. This acceptance facilitates alignment of actions with genuine priorities, promoting authenticity, compassion, and emotional connectedness. Readers learn that embracing death awareness means not just coming to terms with a future eventuality, but dynamically enriching one's lived present, choosing mindfulness, bravery, and wholehearted joy over anxiety, avoidance, and regret. In conclusion, Nothing to Fear, Demystifying Death to Live More Fully, by Julie McFadden profoundly benefits readers across various demographics, notably individuals struggling with fears around death, caregivers, aging individuals, and families dealing with the end-of-life realities. Ideal for anyone seeking understanding, compassion, and empowerment around mortality, McFadden's book provides invaluable reassurance, practical wisdom, and emotional support. As death is inevitable for all, readers will profoundly benefit from the author's insights, which enable individuals to find deeper significance throughout everyday experiences and relationships while mitigating fear and anxiety surrounding mortality and dying. This book distinguishes itself by eloquently addressing sensitive emotional territories with compassionate professionalism and distinctive authenticity, nurtured by McFadden's hospice care experiences. Readers learn to reshape their emotional landscape regarding death, converting fears into valuable, life-enhancing insights, thereby significantly elevating their daily routines, relationships, and overall life appreciation. Choosing Nothing to Fear is choosing practical advice, emotional support, and insightful guidance combined, elements rare in other literature on death and dying. Its empowering message and genuine approach transform reader perceptions, promoting bravery, openness, gratitude, and profound appreciation of life's fleeting, invaluable moments. If you would like to support Julie McFadden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.